The sea is the biggest habitat. Jacques Cousteau once called it a silent world. Yet the underwater world isn't silent at all. Can you hear that? The weather is unsettled. Storms are moving across the sea and rough waves are hitting the shores. Likewise, rain can make a smooth drizzle sound or pitter-patter loudly on the water surface. Lightning strikes also add noises to the sea. This holds true for submarine earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and breaking icebergs as well. These sounds of nature create permanent background noises. But marine creatures also make certain noises. By the help of these, they communicate, search for food, or orient themselves. Crustaceans, for instance, rub their claws on legs, shells, or against hard soil. The sound is produced as if using a washboard. Have you got a clue what this could be? It's a spiny lobster. You can often hear the phrase, mute as a fish, but far off the mark. Fish make most of their sounds by the help of their air bladder. They can change between contracting and relaxing their muscles very quickly. Vibrations induced by this are described as knocks, purrs, or pulsations. Crocus are also called drummers. When annually meeting in order to spawn, they drum in chorus to impress females. These sounds are said to be the loudest ones of any marine fish. They can even be heard from above the water surface. The noise made by toadfish rather resembles foghorn-like sounds. And what about our local herrings? They can fart. Yes, you just heard right. Herrings create pulsating sounds when pressing air from their swim bladder into the anal duct. The most prominent songs of the sea are sung by whales. In the sea, their singings can be heard from several hundred to thousand kilometers. Among all of them, humpback whales are the very professional vocalists. Less common are, however, the diverse tones and melodies of belugas. Their singings can be heard well by humans even outside the water. Sailors call them canary birds of the sea. Just listen to that friendly giggling and cheering of dolphins. If we could only find out what they are telling us. Man-made noise increasingly contrasts the diverse canon of natural background noises and animal sounds. This leads to interferences in the communication and orientation of sea creatures, and quite often results in their death. At the very top of the list of man-made noises, you can find worldwide shipping. Don't you feel uncomfortable too because of these ship noises? Scientists call it marine noise pollution. Engines and propellers become more and more efficient, and thus they make more noise. All types of ship, even the tiniest leisure boats, are equipped with sonar systems. Especially sonars in military use chase away whales that dive in the deep sea. Resulting stampedes and overhasty resurfaces from deep sea levels lead to injuries, death, and mass strandings of whales. Now here's an audio sample of such a sonar. Long-range acoustic devices are even louder. Due to compressed air, these air guns produce huge explosions underwater. Shock waves move several thousand meters deep into the sea, and then they additionally penetrate into the seabed, hundreds of kilometers deep. By the help of air guns, scientists explore the seabed to find oil and gas deposits. The volume of this sound in your headphones is actually lowered to prevent you from hearing damage. Can you imagine how tremendous these explosions must be in the sea? They are the loudest sounds made by mankind. An exploration ship can be equipped with multiple air guns. Each air gun sparks off an explosion every 10 seconds over the next hours, days, weeks. The effects of these explosions are fatal. Small organisms are blown into pieces. Bigger animals get injured or die. Pile driving causes enormous noise in the sea too. In the North Sea and Baltic Sea, pile driving happens regularly. It is used for fixing docks or for the construction of offshore platforms and wind turbines. An offshore turbine has 1 to 4 foundation piles. The piles are up to 9 meters in diameter and are driven 40 to 50 meters deep into the seabed. To do this, several thousand to 10,000 blows must be delivered by a hammer weighing tons, day after day, night after night. This hellish noise can be heard over many kilometers in the sea. At a distance of 4 kilometers, pile driving still sounds like this. Engineers have been working on solutions to reduce the noise produced by pile driving. One possible solution is the so-called bubble curtain. It works like a surrounding curtain that absorbs sounds with the help of air bubbles. Just listen to the pile driving noise at the distance of 4 kilometers, now being reduced. Indeed, there are ways to reduce marine noise pollution. Nevertheless, this kind of noise remains a huge problem that needs to be approached by politicians, scientists, and environmental organizations. Engage yourself in raising public awareness of this topic in order to make this exhibition's biggest wish come true: noise-free seas.